This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place. And with me today is Steve Wrench, who is a martial artist, and I'm going to introduce him in just a moment, but welcome to our program, Steve.
Thank you very much, David.
Steve has studied martial arts for about 40 years. He owned what's called the West Coast Martial Arts Academy for some 30 years before turning it over to his son-in-law back in Florida and moving to North Carolina. He owns today what's called Blue Ridge Martial Arts Academy. It's based out of Bakersville, and he teaches karate, jiu-jitsu, and tai chi, and qigong. And he's been inducted into several martial arts halls of fame. As I said before, he's got a ninth degree black belt, and we're going to talk about some of the seminars and courses that he offers in personal protection. And he's also a doctor of oriental medicine and has a practice in acupuncture in a clinic in Bakersville. So I joke with Steve and say he can, in one studio, he can break your bones, and in another, he can heal you back up again. So anyway, welcome to our show, Steve.
Thank you. Great to be here.
I want to talk about personal protection today, a little bit about that, and give us some statistics. You've got some interesting statistics there about crime that's going on in our area and around the country.
Okay, well, primarily, Dave, these involve women. A woman is raped every 2 minutes, and incredibly, that's 30 rapes each hour of the day. 75% of rapes involve a man that the victim already knows. 25% of rapes take place in a public area like a parking garage. There are 78 sexual assaults each hour. 95% of reported domestic assaults, the female is always the victim. 75% of domestic homicides occur after the victim moves out from living with the rapist. 28% of all homicides of women are domestic violence related. There's a murder every 22 minutes, a robbery every 49 seconds, and a burglary every 10 seconds.
So we've touched on these statistics in the past in individual programs, but to see them all in one place at one time is kind of overwhelming. But we want to talk today particularly about how women can protect themselves, but it's also a show for men. Men can use some of the techniques that we're going to talk about today. But let's talk a little bit about how you carry yourself. I know you've got some ideas about, and I've seen people too, that you just look at them and you say, that's a victim. Or you look at somebody and say, I'm not going to mess with that person.
Exactly. All human beings, even unbeknownst to them, judge people by five things. And they are eye contact or lack of it, body posture, the tone of voice, their facial expression, and their body movement, how they get from point A to point B. FBI statistics indicate that in surveys done where perpetrators were interviewed by law enforcement personnel, and they said, why did you pick this guy as your victim? Why did you pick that person? And it was always, they seemed to be mentally someplace else. They weren't focused. They weren't aware. They had no what we call situational awareness. In other words, they kind of were walking around with their head in the clouds, or they seemed preoccupied.
Give us an example. Now, I know you've talked about this in the past. You're approaching someone, you don't know that person, you may be picking up some vibrations that say, I need to be aware of this person. What should you do in that situation?
Well, the big picture of self-defense is, if you draw a pie graph, we can cut it into 50% of that graph on one side of that pie graph is attitude and awareness. The other half of that pie graph we cut into two quarters, and that's combative skills or physical fighting skills that you may or may not possess. And the rest of that is common sense. So 25% of the big picture is common sense. Guess what? Common sense is not common. So let's look at the half that's attitude and awareness. There are three levels of awareness, and you can prevent a lot of the things that we're talking about today by being aware and just having the attitude of, I'm not going to be a victim. Our life support personal empowerment seminars that we may mention later, that we've taught these for many years, basically don't teach you how to fight or how to hit someone or strike. There's a small amount of that. But moreover, it's how to keep you from becoming a victim by enhancing or elevating your level of awareness about yourself.
But we're going to continue this discussion next week. We're just getting started with it, and there's a lot of interesting things to cover. But give us a phone number if people want to contact you and get more information about your services.
All right. You can reach me at Blue Ridge Martial Arts Academy or the Healing Center, and that's the same phone number. That's in Bakersville at 688-5969.
And if you want help from a safe place, you can call us 24 hours a day, 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.